Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? We are now ready to begin the systematic tour through the grotto. This tour will begin in the grotto called Paradise Lost, which is located...
Father Louis Graving's voice wafts out serenely from dozens of small speakers hung all around the Grotto of the Redemption. The grotto is a breathtaking sight, a huge, wondrous structure rising up out of the cornfields, looking like a cross between a castle and a coral reef.
How are you?
God bless you.
How nice to have you here.
Father Graving emerges from his office to lead a small group of tourists around the shrine, which is actually a series of grottos or caves connected to one another by stone paths and winding stairways.
Just come right on in. Step all the way into this grotto, please.
Father Graving heads under an arch into the first cave, which nearly defies description. From floor to 25-foot high ceiling, the entire grotto has been carefully covered with tiny bits of precious stone and shell, every color, every variety imaginable, all arranged into intricate designs and patterns.
The dome represents heaven. On the pedestals...
There is something, well, surreal about this place. The effect is amplified by the piped-in religious music and by Father Graving, a slightly stooped priest with a hearing aid in each ear and a unique, well-enunciated style of delivery.
The redemption is God's plan. Here is a chair.
Father Graving has been tending to this grotto for nearly 50 years, taking up the work of a priest named Matthew Doberstein, who conceived this grotto and spent most of his life working day and night on it, fitting tiny pieces of stone into cement.
You could call it an obsession if you want. That's a modern way of saying it. I call it a dedication.
As the story goes, in 1897, Father Doberstein fell ill.
Double pneumonia.
On his deathbed, Doberstein promised that, if spared, he would spend the rest of his years creating a shrine that would tell the story of the life of Jesus in stone. Father Doberstein recovered and immediately began planning this grotto, collecting rocks and shells and petrified wood from all over the country. He began building in 1912 and kept building by himself for 34 years until the Sioux City Diocese sent Father Graving to assist Father Doberstein in his labors.
Father Doberstein, he was a tremendously deep man, profound.
The two priests were a good match. Father Graving worked side by side with Father Doberstein, learning about every detail of the shrine.
We would have grotto for breakfast, we'd have it again for lunch, and we'd have it again in the evening. Because he lived this grotto. That was the subject matter of his thoughts. I saw his determination day after day, night after night. 2 o'clock in the morning, I would hear the clip of the hammer sometimes in his workroom, and he was setting rocks into cement. And he'd come on in the evening sometimes, and his fingers would be bleeding. And I'd say to him, "Well, Father, you got to lay off for a couple of days and let these fingers heal up." He said, "Ah, but Father, there isn't any redemption without a little bit of blood." Wow.
Father Graving worked with Father Doberstein for 8 years until his death in 1954, at which point Father Graving took over to carry out Father Doberstein's plans for the completed grotto.
He used to say, he said, "I only met one man that is as determined as I am." And he said, "That's you."
Today, Father Graving continues construction on the shrine, stone by stone. Father Doberstein envisioned that the finished grotto would eventually consist of 9 separate caves, each telling a different portion of the story of Jesus' life. When Father Doberstein died, 6 of these caves had been completed. So far, Father Graving has built 2 more, as well as a gift shop and even a restroom constructed by hand entirely out of ornamental stone. Father Graving, who is now 71 years old, believes he will have the grotto's ninth and final cave completed by the time he is 75, although even then the shrine will not be done. With an endeavor as monumental as this one, he says, the finishing touches alone could take a lifetime.
There is work to be done, things that are not finished, like the trees in Paradise Lost, archways over the angel that represents the gateway of heaven.
And so Father Louis Graving continues his work on the Grotto of the Redemption, this monument to perseverance, begun 80 years ago today in West Bend, Iowa. For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.